Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. I'm just so grateful that you are taking the time to study God's Word. I pray that, even as it is for me, God speaks to me, that He speaks to you when you take the time just to listen to Him. God has given us the Bible to learn about Him and His Son Jesus and His ways. And it's like this huge love letter that overwhelmingly says, I love you, I want to provide for you, I want to protect you, and I want you to live with me for all eternity. That's the reason we go to Him in prayer as we begin these things. We know that He has our best interest in mind. He has the best life for us to live, regardless of what happens on earth, that we would be in heaven with Him, living forever one day. Let's go to Him in prayer right now. Heavenly Father, we bless you, we thank you, and quite candidly, we are overwhelmed when we think about how much you love us. Lord, sometimes we even wonder why, and yet you do, and you gave your Son Jesus to die on the cross for our sins, and you raised him from the dead after 3 days, so that when we put our faith and trust in you, you'll forgive our sins, and you'll give us everlasting life with you. We bless you. We ask you by your Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth today and empower us to live according to that truth so that our ways and our lives will be pleasing to you. We thank you for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Peter Rehearses the Matter. It's taken from the book of Acts chapter 11 and verse 4. The physician Luke wrote how the apostle and brethren that were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also received the word of God. And when Peter was come up to Jerusalem, they that were of the circumcision contended with him, saying, You went in to men uncircumcised, and did eat with them. And in chapter 11 and verse 4 of the book of Acts, Luke shared how Peter rehearsed the matter from the beginning, where we read, But Peter rehearsed the matter from the beginning and expounded it by order unto them, saying, and the verse begins, But Peter rehearsed the matter from the beginning. Luke began with the words, But Peter rehearsed the matter, which means, however, nonetheless, notwithstanding, and moreover, Peter, whose name means a little rock or stone and was one of Jesus' disciples, began to share the story of why he went to the Gentiles from the beginning or from the initiation and start. Luke shared how Peter began to recount the story of why he went to the Gentiles, and he started at the beginning of his story. The verse goes on to say, And expounded it by order unto them, saying, Luke continued with the words, And expounded it by order, which means, And set forth, exposed, and declared the story successively, and one step after another unto them, to the Jewish apostles and believers in Jerusalem, saying, which means uttering, declaring, and proclaiming the words in our next verse. Luke shared how Peter began to tell the story of why he went to the Gentiles step by step, and we shall discover what he said in our next verse. When we think through Luke's words in this verse, we learn how Peter began to answer the Jewish apostles and believers in Jerusalem, and he started to tell them step by step from the very beginning of his story. We shall see how the story is repeated through this chapter, and it tells us God's emphasis upon the good news of his Son Jesus is for everyone. Anyone who yields themselves to Jesus, who came into the world to die on the cross for the sins of all mankind and was raised from the dead after 3 days, will be forgiven of their sins and granted everlasting life with God. Let all who read and hear these words hear the words of Peter and understand God loves them and wants to spend all eternity with them. Next time, Luke shares how Peter told the Jewish believers, I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.